God has commissioned Dr. Albert and Pastor Jemima Mbaya with the mandate of establishing kingship and priesthood in this dispensation.
For we do not know how to pray like we ought to, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmities with words and groanings that cannot be uttered.
Then you need to do something for yourself by standing upon the integrity and the infallible word of God, by believing by faith, and you can receive.
Brace yourself. The word you're about to hear will leave you inspired and transformed into what it talks about. Now listen.
Amen. Facts. As much as we know that we live in a factual world, we are not operating from here. Remember, the word of the Lord says that you are seated together with who? Where? Come on, talk to me, church. Where are you seated? Far above what? When you realize that you operate from there, everything in your life will take a new dimension. Glory be to God. The reason that God wants us to go through this series is because there are certain things that are facing us as facts. But when we become aware of the truth, every fact is annulled. You see facts for what they are, because you now know the truth. Glory be to God. 2 Kings chapter 6. Because it's a long reading, I want to start immediately. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And it happened after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, I want you to take note of the people that played a role in these stories we're about to read. One man's name was what? Ben-Hadad. He was a king of who? He was a king of where? He gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver and 1/4 of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. When you start buying the poo of doves, that's a bad situation. Anybody in agreement with me? At the beginning of this administration, something happened in Nigeria where a woman is cooking at the back of her house. If she makes a mistake, close her eye for 2 minutes. You remember? In this plateau, when people start to steal telge, there's a matter. You cannot afford to be cooking soup and move away. Somebody will come and steal that soup from you. How many people remember you heard such stories? Israel was in a situation worse than that. And the Lord sent me to you. That person who left home saying, I'm hopeless. That person whose dreams are scary to you. God sent me to you tonight. That person who is afraid to open his mouth and share what he knows God has told him to his neighbor. You are married, but you can't tell your wife what God has told you. Yes, because you will look like you drank something. They will ask you, that church you're going, what are they giving you people? Yes. But you know what? It is when you conquer from your heart and your spirit those things that God has said to you, and you bring them out of the deep of your spirit to believe them. That's when they happen. When they happen, they are no longer faith. They are no longer faith. Israel was in that situation worse than Nigeria was. Why? Because another nation besieged it. Then as the king of Israel was passing by the wall, a woman cried out to him saying, help me, my Lord. And he said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press? Who is in that place where no human being can help you? You know it. I'm raising my hand first. No human being. The only one that can help me is God. I know he will help me through people, but I know this help has to come from him. I'm raising my hand. I mean, I'm not waiting for you to raise your own hand. Praise the Lord. He said, if the Lord will not help you, where can I find help to help you? Is it from the threshing floor or from the wine press? Then the king said to her, what is troubling you? You can imagine, when I read this scripture, I said to her, bros, hear first what the matter is before you know whether you can help. But the king himself was in such a helpless situation, he knew that there is no problem I can solve. So before hearing the problem, he said, there's no help, I can help you. Amen. And she answered, this woman said to me, give your son that we may eat him today. And we will eat my son tomorrow. Somebody came to church, they say, this praise and worship is not working for me. You don't understand what my problem is. I have breakfast, but no lunch. There are women with babies. Where's your baby, Pastor Naomi? Eh? He's at the back with somebody. Who has another baby near us here? Eh? Sheung, where's your baby? My pastors are experts in burning children. Where? This year is like the year of the burning of pastors. His wife, this, okay, yours was last year. Bring the baby. Where's Pastor Susan? Please come with your baby. I need to do this for some people to fully understand. There are certain things God said you will do in this city. Amen. There are certain things God said you will do with your life. Amen. There are certain things God said you will do with that house. And some of us are beginning to think this thing is mouth talk. But I want you to see. Why? Why are you doubting? Not because you doubt the potency of God, but because you are focused on the fact of your situation. But tonight, I trust the Lord. I came trusting Jesus that you will believe. I know we have wraps around the baby. Bring these babies and remove the wraps. Remove the blankets and let this be just the baby. So this is Naomi. Pastor Naomi to you, Naomi to me. This is Pastor Susan. For a woman to have a baby, she's not a prostitute. The baby has a father. But for a situation to be intense that the mothers did not talk to the fathers, they began to negotiate what they would do with the children. So Susan goes to Naomi. Eh? 9 months you carry this baby. Is there any level of hunger that will make you cut this child and put in the pot and cook it? Don't answer too quickly. When you have not entered the situation where somebody has entered, you will be quick to say, God forbid, I can never do this. The Bible didn't say, God, imagine the story. Sorry, baby. Sorry. Hold that very well. Don't worry. Just hold that very well. Out, you will not cry. These two women with babies, this one now came to this one. How the conversation started is what I don't understand. But somewhere in the conversation, they decided, okay, let us eat our children. Bible didn't say these were occultic women. These were women of God, seeds of Abraham. So they took this child. Give me this baby. The mother of this same baby put a knife to the throat of this child. You need to see, this is a child, this is a human being. You that came to church vexing today, you that came to church vexing, as your situation reached where you can take your own child and eat. I'm asking you now. Your problem is that your car is not 2018 model. I'm asking somebody a question. You need to see this child. You need to look at this. It's a child like this. Auntie Grace, it's a child like this. They cut this baby into pieces, put inside pot. Sons of Israel, sons of prophecy, people who heard the voice of the Lord, people who know God, people who were delivered from every shackle of darkness, they've seen God eyeball to eyeball, but their city was besieged. The point that they began to do this. Hold this baby. When they ate the baby, give her to her father. Go and make sure she's not crying. If she's crying, find breast. So, now they have eaten this baby. Baby gone. Hunger not gone. Let me talk to you tonight. Any time you look outside of God to fix your situation, anytime you have an issue and you stay away from God's answer, whatever answer you got is temporary. Whatever answer you got will occur. So they finish eating now. No hunger, but it was only for a day. By the second day, this woman has forgotten the taste of her own child. So she comes to this woman. Bring this child, let's eat. We are finished eating, my own. This woman still has more food inside her stomach. So she refused. Fight broke out. Some of us have taken the Bible to now mean just a storybook. But as I pastor, there are stories I hear that reminds me. In today's world, some of you don't know it's still happening. The only difference is that they are not cooking the children in the pot to eat for immediate solution. They are giving them to spirits. A man will take a baby like this and go to which doctor? Because he wants to buy a car. He wants to build a house. They say, bring your child. One of our brothers here that gave testimony on Sunday. I don't know if he's here. What's his name again? Godwin. Mr. Godwin. I don't know if he's in church today. A situation like that happened with him. A friend of his came and said, I know how to make you rich. It's very easy. You have plenty of children, just give one. What's the difference between that one and this one? When somebody demands your semen, what do you think the person is demanding for? Okay. So this woman refused to give her baby to eat. So let's see the scripture. What happened? Sorry, ladies, making you stand. Anyway, I'm standing too. You are pastors like me, so praise God. Amen. Let's read it. The B part of 28. And she answered, this woman said, give me your son that we may eat him today and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give your son that we may eat him. But she has hidden her son. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the woman that he tore his clothes. And as he passed on by the wall, the people looked. And there underneath, he had sackcloth on his body. Then he said, God do so to me and more also if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him today. Is it Elisha's fault? You know, everything that happens to people, they blame it on pastor. When you read from the beginning, you'll understand why he was blaming Elisha. But Elisha, then he said, but Elisha, sorry, verse 32, was sitting in his house. And the elders were sitting with him. Sit down, ladies. I'll come back to you later. Sit down. The elders were sitting with him, and the king sent a man ahead of him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elders, do you now see the son of a murderer has sent someone to take away my head? Look, when the messengers come, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master's feet behind him? And while he was still talking with them, there was the messenger coming down to him. And then the king said, surely this calamity is from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? Now, in dealing with this series, Facts and Truth, please write down, God does not tempt man with evil. We have imbibed a culture that is not our own. That when situations go out of place, you say, it's God. Satan comes to take your child, you say, God took my child. Satan comes to afflict your body, we say, God afflicted my body. Listen to me. Help me look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God does not give diseases to people. or you are turned to the other neighbor. God does not give diseases to people. God does not give lack to people. Say it to your neighbor. God is not the author of any tragedy. Tell your neighbor. There is nothing that happens to you that you don't like that God brought. But I'm hearing it from the mouth of believers. God brought this on me. God may have allowed, but he didn't bring it. Anybody hearing me? But for as long as you don't see it, that this didn't come from God, you won't fight it. You won't fight it. I had a story recently that broke my spirit in too many places. If you see me behave like mother hen, trying to gather the children together and keep them in one place. Some of you will come and say, I got a job in so-so place, I want to go. I'm saying no, it has nothing to do with just wanting to see your face. I'm aware of the evil that is out there. This lady grew up under me, got married. Somebody amongst us in church wanted to marry her. She didn't agree. Because most ladies don't like marrying the one they know. They are daredevils, they want to marry, you know, somewhere Satan tells them, the one you don't know, that's the good one. The one you are seeing in church is every day is the one you know cannot do you movie. He can't act. Some of you marry on Facebook. Somebody toasts you on Facebook. You are agreeing on Facebook. A lady walked up to me and said, Mommy, we are getting married. The man said, he's coming in to see you on Monday. And we go back to my people. And then on Saturday is the wedding. Where do you meet him? On Facebook. Yeah, I think I can't decide when they couldn't church there. He toasted you on Facebook. You people now start move to Messenger. You are talking on Messenger. And then from Messenger, you became the message. Yeah, because now I'm preaching about it. So you are the message. So she didn't want to marry somebody else elsewhere. I don't even know the root of this person's belief system. Got married. Because pastors don't know what to say sometimes. You know this thing will end in destruction, but you can't talk. Because the people will come and present to you, God said. Did you pray? Yes. I prayed. What did God tell you? No, God didn't actually say anything, but in my heart, I believe. After all, you are the pastor preaching that people should believe God. So, I believe. I've seen that. I have peace. That's a statement. You have peace, but you can end up being the pieces. So, she married. There was nothing I could do. Before you become an idol in their hearts. So, you keep quiet. This lady got pregnant with two boys. Took the baby to a hospital. Let me tell you, women and men of God, anybody who is not ready to have a solid walk with God, you don't need that person in your life. Situations will appear in life where the doctor will look at you and tell you something. Not just the mother and the father have to have a place of concord in the spirit. Where the mother will say no, the father shows up, they give him the same report, the same answer will come out of his mouth. No. Not that the wife will say one thing, the father will say another, like that, and then we are moving. This your child has jaundice. The father will say, my child does not have jaundice. The woman will say, please let us give this child treatment. You are a house divided against itself. And you are living in a world that men will see things to eat your money. So they told them, she had the first baby, the first son came out. When the second son was about coming out, the doctor decided to take his stroll. Left her for 2 hours in labor until the child became distressed because it was trying to come out with the hand. Nurses didn't know what to do. They were calling him. He said, I'm coming. I'm coming now. She doesn't let me get there. She can push the second one now. He came and said, this woman is distressed. The child too is distressed. Took her, cut her open, and brought out the dead child. And the other child had taken in fluid. So they put drip for the child so that they can resuscitate. They say, no, he has too much. The same doctor, he has too much fluid in his chest. Why are you people putting? Remove the drip. 4 minutes, exactly 4 minutes after the child died. You know the person I'm talking about. First pregnancy, first delivery, lost 2 boys. When we tell some of you, enter units, it's so that when you don't know what to pray, your unit director, you didn't hear what I said. Your unit director, you cannot afford in this generation to live a life outside of a bargaining chip you can take to God. Your departmental head is your first point of report. This is what they say. Your departmental head, if he doesn't know what to pray, he will call your what? Who is the next person? The pastor in charge of that department. The pastor in charge of that department does not know what to do. He knows the phone number. There's no pastor here that does not have direct access to my phone number. Beloved, it cannot get to the level where your head of department has no anointing, the pastor has no anointing, and your senior pastor has no anointing, that Satan can come in and rob you like that. Somebody on the journey will have something to say to God. Put their feet down and say no. There are days you can't stand for yourself. There are days you cannot believe for yourself. There are days you don't have the energy to pray for yourself. There is an order in the house of the Lord. Join a department, say they are only trying to make us members. If we don't make you member, Satan will make you member. Satan, if you don't serve God, you will serve the devil. You cannot live your life. Man was made in a way that he must serve something. Serve something. I told you a testimony is brewing in this house. When it is time to hear that testimony, nobody will be able to sit on his chair. One day, I did. And you know when they come to give testimony, they say, thank God for mommy. I know that the oil of this house rests upon my shoulder. I know that. But not every case comes to my table. That's why in Latter House, I believe strongly in order. Order. Strongly. That's why I'm hard on any pastor who is not ready to pay the price. They call you, you are calling me, say the woman has pain in her pinky toe. Are you serious? That day I will derobe you from pastor. If you cannot stand in agreement, pinky toe. Oh, sit down. Where Othniel was pronounced sick in the hospital, what did they say was his problem? Hepatitis. He called his head of department, Yakubu. I am Yakubu's elder sister, the same mother, the same father. Yakubu is the mistake my mother made. Because there is an anointing in this house. Why is this matter? It's true now. Yakubu is the error. Because when you are done bonifying children, then you shoot something. Then we know you should have stopped. He's my brother, the same mother, the same father. Growing up as a baby, I don't know where he is, somewhere I would have asked you to. Amen. Well, when I gave my life to Jesus, I came back to my parents' house. You know, one of the days, I was in my room 4 days. I didn't know I was praying for 4 days. I thought it was 2 hours. 4 days, I was locked up in my room. And Yakubu was very, very sick. Satan afflicted him. His stomach grew. Everything else in his body shrank. My mother had to come and bang the door and say, it's either, I know this child is alive, but Mba Haukaba, when I came out, that was when I knew it was 4 days. I said, Mamaya, Kidubi Yakubu. I went and saw him lying down on the bed. This same Yakubu, you understand the story as it connects to Othniel. This same Yakubu. I saw him lying down on the bed. Big. I said, what is the matter? He said, there's water in his stomach. My mother said, we took him to the hospital. They said, there's nothing. But look at the stomach. I put my hands on him. I said, you foul spirit of infirmity. Whatever is the source of this disease, is the source of it is a spirit of infirmity. And I cast you out in the name of Jesus. And I command this water to come out. See the person. I don't know where Yakubu is. I know he normally sits behind here. Stand up, you and your... Come. He's my brother. The same mother, the same father. The only thing he will do now when we go, he'll say, Mommy, Azaki Mungakani, Azaki Mungaka. Amen. He's the last boy in our house. Can you see the reason why I said? Amen. Amen. I put my hands on his forehead. He began to throw out water. Who's happened that ketchup? Kwanu Sha. My mother will put it, if he turns, he will pour it, they will go and throw it outside. Nobody was understanding from which stomach that water was coming from. I'm going somewhere with this testimony. The same young man is the one now, fast forward how many years ahead, he's the head of a department, and then the devil comes to touch a member, not of his biological family now, but of his spiritual family. Somebody that he has authority over as a head of department. He said he has hepatitis. Othniel didn't call me. For those of you who think that in church, the anointing revolves around one man. He called his head of department. Yakubu went to meet him in the hospital, prayed with him, and handed him CDs. Came back and told us. He said, they said. Where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from the hospital. Who do you say? They said Othniel has hepatitis. When you are in trouble, who are you calling? All of us who like, let me just come. You are smart. You are smart. Let us see whether that money can redeem two children. You shall serve the Lord thy God, Exodus 23. He will bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. None shall be barren, and none shall cast her young before her time. He called his head of department. The doctor that treated him and confirmed he was sick, the same doctor didn't find the disease. Amen. The same doctor followed him to his house. Did you hear the testimony? He said, I cannot believe. Looking at this young man, and you think God no get sense when he comes to sweep and clean this chair you are sitting on. That became his bargaining chip. The records say that he has hepatitis. That is a fact. The doctor did not lie, yo. But I started by telling you, we don't operate from the world of facts. We live in the world of facts, but we operate from the place of truth. This young man discharged himself from the hospital, walked out. Sit down. Pastor Susan, the same baby I used for you as example. Sit down, Yakub. Doctors kept this woman in the hospital after she had this baby. She was sharing the testimony with me on Sunday. Say, kaza, 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 kaza. Then children in the hospital were dying. What is Satan now telling her? Yena sale from bed to bed. Can I talk to women in this place? Having sex doesn't make you a superwoman, no? You know position. You know how to shift. You know how to move. Nobody give crown for sex. Can you, from your spirit, raise a banner of defense for those children? Yeah.
I'm sure you have been empowered to take the next step towards a better future. Now, let Pastor Jemima Mbaye release a blessing over you.
I sent forth the word of the Lord. I release the power of the Holy Spirit to meet you in your classroom, to meet you in your boardroom, to meet you at home, and shift the things that need to be shifted in your life. I send forth the angels of the Lord, ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. Let them go into your business. Let them go into your house. Let them go into your body. Let them go into your family. Yes, in this city I decree and declare, he shall raise for himself a people. They shall come from the north, they shall come from the south, they shall come from the east, they shall come from the west of this city. We press into the spirit and we release the harvest of our planting. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Feel free to join us in any of our services on Sundays for our celebration service, 8:45 a.m. and Tuesdays, communion service, 5:30 p.m. all at the Crest Hotel, Old Airport Road, Jos. You can also pick up more of these inspiring messages at the Rema Shop of any of the Lighthouse Christian Center branches. God bless you and welcome to your days of glory.